A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 18th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the SECAS at the Zimbabwe Football Association, or ZIFA.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the goings-on at ZIFA.
The ZIFA board yesterday fired national team coach Calisto Pasua and replaced him with Chicken Inn coach Joy Antipas, who immediately declined the appointment, throwing the football fraternity into a circus.
The Warriors' preparations for the 2016 Chan tournament have also been thrown into disarray after the firing of Pasua. Reached for comment by Studio 7 just a few minutes ago, newly appointed ZIFA president Philip Chiangwa refused to comment. He referred all questions to his deputy, Omega Sibanda, who unfortunately was not available for comment.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo ke futhi.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tauti ngeti chitaura nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu kuzifa uko nezuro board rezifa rakazivisa kuti iro rinenge radzinga basa vaKalisto Pasua nevamwe vose vavanga vachishanda navo vachibva vazivisa ivo kuti vadoma vaJoy Antipas vano vaiwo murairidzi wechikwata cheChicken Inn kuti vange vachienda panyanga asi vaJoy Antipas vati kwete vageza maoko avo saPirato izvo zvasiya pasina murairidzi kusvika pari zvino parikunzwa vamapeza vanomeni mapeza vanokocha FC Platinum vambokumbirwawo asi pane makunga kunga ekuti vanenge varambawo Gibbs.
Yeah, blessing kunjalo ke zuri vandava lingalitona njani kuna ngapo ke ngemakaya thina hayi siyaphila kakhulu zokuthiwa silitshisililanga khona ngapho eZimbabwe litshisa kunjalo sizokuthiwa ke lezifa khona ngale kungana kuhambe kahle umnumzana ke uKalisto Pasua akade ngoye umqeqetshi phela wama-Warriors kukhanya sokuthiwa kumele ame umsebenzi kuzobuya ke labanye bakhe akade sebenza labo sokumele bayekele umsebenzi sizwile njalo ukuthi bakhona abazasekela ke umnumzana ke osengenisiwe kathesi esikhundleni libathe uzasekelwa ke ngutonela indiraya lo mandla mpofu undoda lo ke nguJoe Antipas uAntipas yena uthe ukuthi ntathe isikhundla zele sikathesi kungamsinda kakhulu ye sise sibona njalo ke Blessing bakhona njalo abanye abafakiwe khona ngale esikhundleni umuye wangkhona nguPeter Nkomo wayeku-Highlanders kuzobuya Wellington Bandare ongani ujalane kakhulu lomnumzana uPhilip Chiangwa usengeniswe khona ngale ukuthi abe team manager kuzobuya ke uCosmas Zulu oku-Highlanders ongu-technical advisor khona ngale nguye osengu-fitness and liaison manager ye so kodwa abantu ngani abakutholanga kuhle lokho so silobani kathesi.
I think we have a sports analyst and journalist Hope Chizuzu. Good evening, Hope.
Good evening, viewers.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So what is your take on this move by ZIFA to actually fire Pasua and the entire technical team?
It's ill-advised move, very wrong. A move that creates unnecessary pandemonium in an environment where there's been more chaos and solutions could be proffered. And clearly for the soccer loving Zimbabweans, the majority of which actually find solace in supporting football because everything else about our country is going south. Clearly, ZIFA aired. And in this issue, it was shown that cries about not wanting Tiangwa as a football president has not been far-fetched or wrong. And clearly, the majority of the people are against the move. In fact, football pressure groups have already threatened not to attend a single match if Callisto Kasiwa is not restored to his position of head coach of Zimbabwe.
But should this new board and Mr. Chiangwa, who is the new boss, not be given enough time to implement whatever policies they want to implement, which includes firing the coaching department and replacing it with people who can do the job? Isn't it that they were just voted into office a few weeks ago?
Agreed, but there has to be a reasonable reason to change a system that is not broken down. For example, the only thing that has been functional in the body politic of football has been the national team and the national team coach, and in particular, Callisto Kasiwa, who I must state has worked over a long period without, one, a contract, two, remuneration. Clearly, this is a man who is so committed to wanting to see our football go forward. He hasn't even bothered to request upon the election of this body a meeting to talk about his contract or to talk about his remuneration. It's also ironic that the same board that we expect to be the leader in all this have not even seen it in their wisdom to invite Callisto Kasiwa even for a chit chat after they came into office, only to announce this decision upon a hastily arranged meeting that they no longer want his services, ostensibly because they wanted to accommodate one Wellington Mpandare, who was Philip Chiangwa, his campaign manager, to give him a position, which is clearly an issue of rewarding his friends and in an issue of politics of patronage. This came about after Callisto Kasiwa boldly told the ZIFA board that he is not in a position to work with Wellington Mpandare as welfare manager, saying that the one that he was working with, Sharif Musa, has done a sterling job. And in fact, as we speak, he is still in Rwanda, where he has gone now, not only on for a familiarization tour, but also to look through the venues that they will be using in the south of Rwanda, ahead of CHAN that will soon start in about weeks. So clearly, while if we agree that ZIFA has got the power or has got the reason to want to change things the way they feel, we also feel that there has to be a reasonable reason to take a certain decision. This one of firing Callisto Kasiwa included. And this is clearly one move that is wrong. This is clearly one move that is towards the interest, including the involvement of government through the Minister of Sport, who has even issued a statement to the effect that should there be no solution, and the solution is in the restoration of Callisto Kasiwa to his position, the government will be forced to take action. And this is clearly a sign that this move that has been taken is not only wrong, but is retrogressive.
Yeah,
we've got many messages blessing on Facebook, and let me read some of the messages. Pasmo Chigombe says ZANU-PF has started again. So I think he's linking ZANU-PF with ZIFA. And then he adds on to say, he's working without a contract too much to demand, you know, in terms of Pasua having no contract. So he should have been given a contract, according to him. Then I've got Tino, who says, Chiangwa, no. ZANU-PF must fall. I don't know how he's linking that with ZANU. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Alexio Kumbo, who says, these ZIFA regulations that they're talking about, that Pasua actually, you know, went around them, it's not true. Why should they talk about it right now? Then I've got Alfred, who says, who can work with such people that can fire you even if you are doing well? This is not right. And then Alfred writes, Pasua can even take them to court for outstanding payments. And then Stanley writes, Chiangwa must go and must go today. Then I've got another message from Zichawia, who says, if you didn't hear people there, you are a bit too late. The Minister of Sport has said, bring back Basua. Thank you, Honorable Minister, for that voice. I think I'll stop there. Who do you have?
Mm-hmm. Maybe before we go to our caller who is on the line, or let's just quickly take the caller before we go back to Mr. Jesus. Vamuka ku South Africa, Makadi. Aiwa, tiripo. Nyayari mudaro roma inzwa. Yezirikuitika kuzifa uko. Mune ona se?
Ya, na hui netika kuzifa uko. Ino suisa. Tutisitari sa janga shutu wana Pasua. Pasua anga aji tunga mirira kichikwata chewa kumanawa ve na busha kanaka nakao no moyo wose asinga badarwi asi wanga chingora mba chishingirira zvino tinoona zvekuti zvataitaura zviya zvekuti vachiyangwa ngavamboramba vachiita zvepolitics vauya kuziva zvinoitwa zvokudzinga vanhu kuya ndozvovoita zvekuziva zvino zvisina kunaka asi ndinonzwa zvekufara ne zvaitwa nava Antipas nava mapeza varamba nokuti mangwana vakatenda kuti ha chigavo chindochida chokuita warriors coach mangwana vanoitwa ivo vanozonzwa sei saka ndinonzwa kuva kutenda nezvavaita varume vaviri ava shuwa zifa iyi bhora iri rava kutoenda kumawerezve ngatidzokerei kuya kwatainge tiri kuma1991 kusvikawo kuma95 ikokoko zvingatofadzawo kwete zvazeva kuita izvi handioni kutinhikwa tiri kuenda ini
asika sezvatambobvunza vachizuzu vatiinavo apa tambotika ivo vachiyangwa vakasarudzwa kane bhodhi ravo itsvai ko vadi kumbopiwa nguva yekuti vaite zvacho zvavakavimbisa vanhu kuti vachaita kana vachinge vatora chigaro
izvi munoziva zvakafanana nokuti ini kana ndichinge ndapfunga kupfimba mukadzi ndinokuudza kuti ndokutengera tarakita ii ndisina kana bhasikoro chairo kana kuti ndisingatombofungi kuti uchingopinda mumba kakuti ndai chikuudza kuti ndoenda kuchechi ndoga ndakabata bhaibheri unotowana ndakabata muchitova nemastadhi makreti 6 emastadhi mumba wava mumba uchiti wava mumba mangu ndo zvakafanana nezvekuita vachiyangu vachiyangu hapana chavachaitira kana chimwe chava kuita kuuraya bhora ende votena into politics vapera bhora roparara zvachose
aiwa tinokutendai vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
zvakanaka
tinotenda zvikuru you heard what our caller said he's saying he's not happy with the changes at Zifa he's saying Pasua has sacrificed a lot for the national team and he must be treated with respect Gibbs
I think we've got a caller in Zimbabwe and this could be his name is Mr. Mataza Mr. Mataza good evening and welcome to the program
Yeah, how are you? Okay.
No, very fine. What is your take on this Zifa move to fire Calisto Pasua and others?
Yeah, you see, the problem is the football should not be run by politicians. Our president right now, the president of Zifa, is a politician. He's a federal policy member of a political party. And it doesn't work well. His own political party is in the process of hiring and firing people. Now he has come into football and is doing exactly the same. While we may think that he could be doing a different thing, but the DNA of his party is hiring and firing. Why should he be firing people before he has even known what is happening in football circles?
So, but at the end of the day, yes, it appears as if Mr. Pasua didn't have a contract. So, how do you proceed under such circumstances? Oh, we're told blessing. The line has dropped, you know. But he was saying that, you know, Mr. Chiangwa has got that ZANU-PF DNA, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't know. That's his own opinion.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Mr. Chizuzu. Mr. Chizuzu, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I think the FIFA constitution is clear, right, that the government must not interfere in football matters. Why should the Minister of Sports write a letter to ZIFA for that matter?
His letter is clearly not instructive. His letter is advisory, which actually is within the constitution, because football does not operate in a vacuum, and every other constitution is under the constitution of the supreme ruling law of the land, which means even the FIFA constitution and the FIFA constitution has to also be seen to be complying. The minister is clearly talking about the sentiment that is coming from the general populace. He just did not instruct them to do a DCB, but he advised them, should they not do the right thing, which right thing is to ensure that they restore Callisto Kasua to his position, not because of anything, but because Callisto Kasua deserves to be in his position to continue doing his job, and that is coaching the Warriors for the CHAN tournament that is due in weeks' time in Rwanda. So it's not a question of the government interfering per se. Until such a time a government takes a certain decision, only then can we start talking about that. But this is something that is not only alien to Zimbabwe. It happens all over the globe. It happens in Kenya. It happens more often as often as the rains come in Nigeria, and you've often seen Nigerian sports ministers getting more involved in football than anywhere else on the face of the earth. And clearly, you see how they fight with FIFA, fight with CAF, but at the end of the day, what the general majority of the people would like is almost always done by the Nigerian Football Federation. But I would want to think that Magosini Chowani is doing exactly that, to try and make sense within his ZIFA board. And please, let us note that this ZIFA board has come into power without the majority of our public, like in the candidature of Philip Changwa. It then cannot all of a sudden be a board that is liked, a board that is expected to do the right things. That's why you see the general public is so circumspect about any decision that this board makes, because they totally don't believe in their ability to run our football affairs. So clearly the minister is doing the same based on the history. And remember, these elections were flouted with a lot of controversies. I, at some point, had to call the association to court to ensure that they abide by their own constitution, which they haven't done. So clearly there are a lot of issues. There are a lot of issues that this body is expected to sort out. And the least of them was the firing of Callisto Kasua at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chizuzu. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yeah, I think our caller who had that phone that cut off, you know, is on the line. We have lost him again, I'm told. Yes, I see. Okay, Mnumzan Nkomo, also Plumtree. Hey, Baba Nkomo, how are you doing? Plumtree, come up.
Yeah,
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm
doing
good.
Yeah, I thought I was going to do something.
Look at the hall.
Yeah, and I said, I wouldn't watch an hour of culture, but whichever woman is, I know the bar room when I'm up to sell off.
Yeah, but
I'm going to go to the
Yeah, but if you Joy Antipas, Labanya, and you put down Gomola. Hey,
I'm going to go to the house.
Ye, kumele kwenzweni inkomo konopho njoba kuhlupa kanga.
Kupari advise, maybe tala ma advisors aka wrong, we need to know. Wena ma ungena isingena isikhethe si wrong. Obuthi ungena isikhethe sephari ungabona ukuthi khona kanti ibhora leli kufanele liphakanyiswe njani le rabbi livelele lisele lifana leyana walizama waliphakaphakamisa kancane. So kepale advisor maybe ama-advisors akhona vele njebasero ngama-advisors alaba abantu.
Po manje ibhora phela selifile phela nkomo liyavuka lithini zokunje
advisor wrong. Ibhora belifile sesikhaeibhora konoko ngoba abasawuningi lapha bakhona alinto bebethi bequalifyile.
Besekunjalo baba.
Kuba basaza qualifya basaza wina yini bephambili.
Ah, kukhanya kuyahlupha lokho.
Ukhanya kuyahlupha funa bebe advisor nekahle laba abantu
ye akubatshele nkomo phela ukuthi kumele benzeni akubacwayise phela.
Mina bantu bezipha ngikhathekile ngenibeka ibhodi kufanele likhangele ukuthi kona imisteki ingaphi kuvele kule misteki yini likhangele ukuthi ihlandla ade lihlangele inganani ibhora vele adide ingaphi ukuthi alo uzame kangakanani ukuthi ephakamisa ibhora liyena phana baye malixoshe nalo obuyayo uzaliphakamisa ibhora yini so liyabulale zemidlalo lina bantu
Hawu boni ke komo mbokile kakhulu phela uphenduka ukuthi banga ukuthi nya ube subuya kanye ngomnyaka he? Sibonge kakhulu ke ube likhisimusi enhle mnumzana Komo. Yeah, thank you baba. So according to Mr. Komo, you know, Paswa tried his best, you know, to make a good squad out of, you know, nothing. And he says, Mr. Chiyangwa is running too fast to nowhere. And he may have some problems. So he says, Zifa should have carried what is called a SWOT analysis to check the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats within Zifa, and then most probably then act after getting something out of it.
Mr. Chizuzu, but Mr. Pasua's critics might say, what has he achieved?
Pasua, in terms of asking for his achievement, I think he is well decorated enough for anybody who follows local football to have a temptation to even offer him a better post as a national team coach. He has won the league title with Dynamos, and he's won almost every other cup that can be played around. And in his short tenure as a Warriors coach, he has done pretty well against the background of very difficult conditions. He's one coach, in my opinion, who should be given an opportunity to do better. He's perhaps not one guy who would play your type of sexy football, but he's certainly a guy who would give you a team that would win you games, a team that would win you the tournament, a team that would give you a performance that you can win the cup. But this business is always
Mr. Chizuzu.
The type of football that Kalisto is that you are playing is perhaps not the tactic enough for the neutral. But I would make do with that type of football myself. Because it is a football that gives results, and because football is a result-oriented sport, you will certainly get the results.
Mr. Chizuzu?
Across the world, Jose Mourinho, a few days ago, was also...
Mr. Chizuzu, I think we have to call you back.
And because he couldn't get results...
Mr. Chizuzu?
So in the same vein, the Kalisto Pasua actually deserves to have this position. And why...
Mr. Chizuzu, I think we have to call you back... We have to call Mr. Jesus Beck Gibbs. I think that line
is a very
bad. But we have Chris in Zishavani. Magadi mkoma, Chris.
Hi,
what is it? Kuri seyegu Zishavani.
Hello.
Kuri seyegu Zishavani.
Kuna kuri nana, amba yango, eh?
Ndo kuwe kuma na we platinum.
Kuna kuri right, sir. Yeah, somebody...
Yes.
preparations are only about the coach, the technical team, and the coach. No, no, that's what I'm saying. I have to be in the room, but I'm saying that. But my dad, that's what I'm saying. I'm watching things. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I have no idea. I'm sure it's a good idea. So I'm never.
Asika vakavhoterwa nai mukoma Krisika kuti vavandudze zvinhu.
Hello.
Ndati handiti vakavhoterwa here kuti vavandudze zvinhu.
Varume vakadzira zvino. Tomakande vazvacho papa corruption pa vakavhotera.
Mhm. Saka poitwa sei nemamiriro aita zvino?
Halo. Na, mairo kwapo ndiye kuti pasina kana kudzoka kuti kuti timu yedu pave ne consistency. Munhu ari kuti prepare yakakuti ndabase kuti ndamuchana kuti nemakona ari kumbera kawanda saka pasuwa ngadzoke. Kana pasuwa kuda kudzoka hatina kana bora 1 ratinoenda rima Warriors kana rimwe.
Mhm. Okay, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Chris. Saka ndo zviri kutaurwa nevakawanda kudingirikiruko.
Ndaitina namba dzavarume ava taida kuti vafonera tikavatuka
aiwa mukoma Chris. Atitukeye vanhu pamhepo mukoma Chris, tinongotaura pasina kutukana pangazoite hondo. Nare yacho inenge iri kutionetsei asi
right, yeah.
Tinotenda mukoma Chris vari kushava is also not happy with the developments at Zifa. He's saying they should reinstate Kalisto Pasua, and he's saying he does not know how the national team will prepare for the CHAN championship that will start in January in Rwanda next year, Gibbs.
So the guys in Shabane, you still remember Shushine? Shule.
Oh, yes.
All those guys used to play good soccer, right?
Yes.
Now I think Mr. Mataza is back on the line. Mr. Mataza, welcome to the show again.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, proceed. You wanted to say something about what is happening in Zifa. Go ahead, sir.
The problem is we should not politicize the whole thing is the honorable gentleman to concentrate stop interfering with soccer.
So we should actually stop interfering with soccer?
Yeah. He is the president. Yeah, he was elected, yes. I don't know whether the council has I'm sorry, I mean, maybe they will try. Because if they were so far, they were not going to elect the honorable chairman of the president of Chipko in Zimbabwe. It doesn't make sense. The open seat was the election. When he got into office,
Okay. Just hold on. Hold on, Mr. Mataza. Mr. Mataza, can you hold on, please? Hold on.
For
we'll
our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.